It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, folks, it's Mike the Ref here out at the Festival Hall in Red Deer, Alberta with RCW. I'm joined with my buddies here, Andre C.
How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? I'm happy to be back.
And the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
How's it going, people? Great to be back again.
And we just got finished a great card over here in Red Deer.
A great weekend of cards, actually.
Absolutely. We had RCW Summer Brawl down in Beaumont yesterday. And we had RCW Revolution here in Red Deer today. Gentlemen, your overall thoughts on the weekend so far?
Honestly, great weekend. The wrestling has been superb. We got to see some guys we've never actually seen before. Great treat in Black Dragon, a guy who's worked in Ultimo Dragon in Japan. That was kind of cool to see. And then the main events in both shows were great. Semi-mains on both were just amazing.
Overall, both shows great. Got to see, like Andre said, different wrestlers we haven't seen. From the 16 matches that we had the last two nights, all of them were great. Fantastic weekend of wrestling. If you guys didn't make it, you missed out on two great shows. I'm sorry.
Yeah, for me, it was the crowd here in Red Deer that absolutely said, yes. I absolutely loved.
Yes.
For one thing, we'll get into that a little bit later on here. But also, just the match between Mentolo and Michael Richard Blaze last night in Beaumont, that was a match, one of the better matches I've seen in a while.
It was a goddamn masterpiece of a match. Two guys, probably two of the top guys in Canada right now, going up against each other for the main event for that title. God, I was so happy to announce it. I was right there watching it. It was amazing.
Overall, that match was fantastic. I would love to see it again because those two put on such a great wrestling clinic. I mean, hold for hold, it was like nothing you've seen. I mean, the crowd was just on their feet from the beginning to the end. It was one of the best matches I've seen in a long, long time.
I absolutely loved the match, and one of the spots I absolutely loved that almost got screwed up by a ring announcer, but I'll just digress at that point.
I'm sorry, okay? Fuck you.
Well, at one point, Mentolo takes MRB and throws him into the stock truck where all the supplies come in.
I pulled the Corbe. That's what it was. I'm sorry.
And it's Corbeil, but what?
Fuck you, he's Corbe.
Okay, come you. But what happened there is if you look under the old Hulk Hogan walking down the street and having the fans just collide with him, that's actually what ended up happening outside with a bunch of kids for MRB. One of the coolest sights I've seen in a very long while there. From there, even going down that card, with a lot of new guys, you got a lot of new talent and a lot of good matches. Andre, what match stood out to you, and what newcomer are you most looking forward to see there?
Jesse Youngblood and Sugar Shane. I thought it was just a fun big man match. Sugar Shane, we haven't seen here before. I guess he used to be a ref for CNWA. He used to work in Alberta as a ref, but now as a worker, he's a big dude. Him and Jesse had a great match, and the fun part for me was watching Jesse knock out another dude after the match. It was pretty funny.
My match of the the weekend, well, actually, last night was Vince Austin against the Irishman. That match was insane. It went all over the building because it was title for title. I'd love to see those guys go out again. That match was, like I said, insane, off the hook. Two great brawlers to see, and I would pay to see that again.
Well, the biggest thing about that match, I found it actually wasn't a hardcore match, even though it was for the hardcore title that Irishman had. It was a title for title match. Now, referee Avon Fox had to throw the match out because the guys were just running around the ring and not getting into it. So, it actually was it was good the way they finished it off, yes. Which means we're going to get to see these two go at it, and hopefully it's a anything goes match. So we can't wait. We're looking forward to it. Any other thoughts from the Friday show? Before we continue, there's one match that I was looking forward to, and it actually rather impressed me. Now, folks, RCW has a swift rule, along with the rest of the companies in town. And I do understand this rule for a very specific reason. If you have talent in one organization that they're based out of certain towns, you can only work for that organization in that town. Now, in Beaumont, nobody's running in that town regularly, except for RCW now. So we got to see an MPW guy take on a PWA guy in an RCW ring. Now, despite the rumors going out earlier that they were planning to do an all-holds-barred match, not a no-holds-barred, an all-holds-barred match, this actually turned out to be a great one-on-one matchup. Andre, your thoughts?
Honestly, super funny. One of the best spots, though, was when Maniac played off of one of the fans in the crowd, and he's like, "We want Batman," and he yells, "I'll give you something better than Batman," and he yells, and gives Frenetico a backrake while yelling, "Backrake!" So I think that was pretty funny.
Yes, folks, I forgot to mention, this was Frenetico from PWA versus Maniac, MD, that transvestite Barney-looking...
Bag. Hey! Don't be picking on my favorite wrestler, boys.
This was in Beaumont. This is supposed to be a PG show.
Okay, sorry. Fairy.
There, that's better.
Hey now.
But anyway, Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, fantastic match. Great match. I would love to see those guys go again. Like I said, we had a PWA guy, an MPWA guy. They matched perfectly together. I mean, it was a combination of wrestling skills from two different companies. I mean, I'd pay to see it again. It was great.
Yeah, and having MPW and PWA getting together in one ring, I hope we can get some more super matches like that.
Yes.
And between Red Deer and Beaumont, I'm sure we're going to be able to see more here. Any other thoughts from the Beaumont show? I know Brian's got his magic list out here.
The Reunion FC block, which was fantastic to see. We haven't seen those guys in like 2, 3, 4 years or more, so it's great to see them reunite to take on the First Family again. I mean, you don't get to see that every time. That was a once-in-a-lifetime reunion for the time being, so it was great.
And it was the original C block, yes, too. These two were the original team that formed C block. C block had a few different versions, but this was the original C block, Ugg and Slammer.
Absolutely, and I never got a chance to see them work together the first time. I was very impressed with their overall teamwork and ability. It looked like they kept going from when they were last together. Like it was smooth, it was clean, it was a great match.
All that was missing was Slammer's coveralls.
Yeah, well, he's graduated to spikes, so. Ryan, any other matches you want to talk to?
Yes, Kato and Bobby Sharp for the RCW British Commonwealth title. That match was awesome. Those two, they've feuded before in different promotions, and I mean, those two know each other so good inside out. I'd like to see them go at again.
Technical masterpiece in that ring. Those two, because they're so familiar with each other, have faced each other so many times, as recently as last December in Bobby's last match in MPW. These two are just a phenomenal pairing, and I'm so happy. I was so happy to get to see that match again.
Absolutely. I remember that match in December at MPW for the fact that my chair actually got busted wide open and none of the wrestlers did. And to this day, they still have that chair at the arena. And for some reason, it always ends up as my seat. But other than that, I'm looking at some of the new talent here. You got Shotgun Steve. You got... was Shotgun Steve and Steven Styles taking on... couple guys out of BC, Sugar Shane, and actually it was
Shotgun Michael Moore and Shotgun Stevens.
That's right. It was
C. Dwight Davis and Steven Styles.
My apologies to the. We've had two shows in a row, and it's been a very exhausting day, folks. So forgive me here.
But seeing the new talent was just amazing.
Exactly,
we've seen talent we haven't seen before. That which is the best part to me.
It's great to see Steven Styles have to step up his game in order to keep up with these young bucks out of BC here. So,
oh, exactly.
So, any other thoughts from the Beaumont show whatsoever?
Overall, fantastic show. Not as big as the crowd I was expecting I would see there, but overall, 8 great matches from top to bottom. I'd like to go see it again.
Great show. I think word of mouth will get around from the fans that were there that are from Beaumont. I think it will spread. Hopefully the paper gets they get some press in the paper from this show, and it'll promote the next one for them, and I hope it'll be a great one next time.
Well, my thoughts in, I'm sure there's going to be a date associated with the upcoming tour that's coming up, which we'll discuss at the end of the show here, because there was a very big announcement. It was so big that the ring announcer got interrupted with a flashcard saying, read this, Bill. But anyway, let's move on to the Red Deer Show Revolution, because it was revolutionary. No pun intended there, folks. Guys, your thoughts on the show tonight?
Overall, great show. There was one bad mishap during the show, and one guy ended up putting his tooth into another guy's forehead. Zarif Vetchevic, on a kickout in a three-way match, ended up getting his jaw, ran his jaw right into MRB's, essentially, eyebrow. Big, deep cut. Last I heard, he's okay, but they're just working on the cut because it is kind of deep. So our best wishes go out to MRB. But that match overall was a phenomenal match between the Slammer, Zarif, and MRB. Guaranteed, it was probably one of the best matches of the night.
Yeah, I agree with Andre there. Overall, it was a great 8-match card. The highlight for me, though, was to see Big Jess and Wavell Star, two great
Native Canadian
Native athletes wrestling each other. I mean, you got one from Saskatchewan and one from Alberta. It was great to see those guys go at it. Big Jess got the win, but Wavell put up a hell of a good fight against them.
Absolutely, and the beatdown after the match sort of set up the rest of the card for the rest of the night, when Mentolo came out and basically saved Wavell from a hideous set of chair shots there by Big Jess. It was rather upsetting to see how much Jesse's trying to run right through this roster here right now.
Yes. Exactly.
Brian, what you have another thought of the night when it comes to a match?
Oh, the triple threat match between MRB, Zarif Metlev, and Slammer. That was a hell of a good match. Those three put on a great match. I mean, like Andre was describing, Michael there got tooth in his eye there, whatever. I mean, that's not good. And then my other one was Dick Richards against Mentolo.
You mean the triple threat, right?
Yes.
It was Dick Richards versus Mentolo versus Senior Richards.
Yes. That match was great. The crowd was behind Dick Richards, a.k.a. Senior Richards. I mean, that was great to see him play. Mentolo was supposed to be the good guy, but I think everybody liked Dick Richards instead, so Mentolo got booed but more than cheered.
Simply put, Red Deer loves Dick.
Yes.
And they're the huge, huge fans here. That guy cannot get a boo in this place. Like, so Mentolo, he still played the face, but he was getting booed the entire match. This place loves Dick Richards. Great match overall. Dick Richards going for the moonsault and him getting crossed on the top rope when he's wearing his, Senior Richards getting crossed on the top rope. Funny to watch, and the mask ended up going out into the crowd, and a fan caught it, and he shoved it down his pants. And then after that, the fan threw it back into Dick Richards, and Dick Richards put it back on his face. That, to me, was hilarious.
But you got to remember, though, Dick pulled it out from his shorts, too, before that, so even is even.
Well, it's its own shorts, at least. Yes, that's a random pair of shorts.
I know.
Well, on behalf of the an Edmonton Oil Kings fan, which I'm sure me and Brian are, and Andre is as well. We know that Red Deer loves Dick, okay?
Yes.
Especially when it comes to the Rebels. But anyway, Andre, another thought tonight on the matches?
They were all really good. Just some of the guys coming out now, I'm really enjoying new guys. One of my favorite was those Frenetico and Ugg. I can't remember who they were taking on.
They were taking
the First Family. The reuniting. Cato. They were reuniting Cato and Barricade.
Barricado, that's it. Barricado.
Big Trouble in Little China. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I remember years ago when they actually tied together years back. They were known as Barricado. And that was just a fun match to watch because you watched Ugg just literally throwing his partner Frenetico at these two pretty much the entire match. It was so funny. And it actually ended up costing the match. They threw him, they caught him, and they actually threw him back in Ugg's face. Ended up throwing him back in Ugg's face, and Ugg got thrown out, got tossed out of the ring because of it, and they ended up losing because he was throwing his partner around. But it was still really funny to see.
Well, it was a four-splash final there where Frenetico got thrown into the other team. They caught him, threw him back onto Ugg. Ugg got thrown into the corner where there were two splashes involved. Then Ugg fell over with Frenetico underneath. And then two other splashes, and it that was that for the show. It was Sorry, we're having a little moment here. So
weird little moment. I don't know what. There's Andre Carmet walked by, and we were just flipping him off. That was it.
It was
Corbio, whatever.
Anyway, folks, I hope that I usually don't edit these things,
we
so just forgive me.
We are very tired. Trust me, after 2 days of these wrestling shows.
I am going to give the absolute credit to these fans here tonight. The fans were absolutely awesome here, and except for one point that I got really pissed off at with these guys. They won't get over the fact that some people cannot do athletic maneuvers in the ring. Do you want to clarify this, or
I love to say this because as the ring announcer messed up saying something earlier on, he said somersault instead of somersault for next month's show. The fans started getting on him to do a somersault in the ring, and at one point we all just chanted one, just begging him right before the main event to do one somersault, but he let us all down. He couldn't even do a jig.
I'm sorry, but very simply put, these are Red Deer fans. They're always left unsatisfied, just like with their women.
Oh, yes.
Yes, folks, I'm the ring announcer, so that's why I'm saying that. But I want to give a credit to these fans. They were absolutely spectacular tonight from top to bottom. On top of the fact, during the Big Jess Wavell match, I believe the chant was, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Yes.
And Wavell was feeding off of that during the match. Yeah, it was hilarious. Great.
The fans, when he wanted them to yell chop, they yelled chop.
But the one thing I want to bring up before we get to the special news of the night, the first match right off the card. This card was so good, we forget how great that first match was right off the bat.
We had a title match.
British Commonwealth title. Bobby Sharp, Black Dragon. Now, Black Dragon has worked with some phenomenal competitors, including Ultimo Dragon. And tonight's match was no different than a five-star match here. Your thoughts, Brian?
Oh, fantastic match. I mean, those two put on a hell of a good wrestling show. It was back and forth, hold for hold. I mean, I'd like to see those guys go at it again.
I was enthralled, just locked in on that match. Those two performed pretty much magic in that ring together. To me, it probably would be my number two match of the night, main event number three after MRB's match. As always, is always my favorite. So, honestly, it was one of the, it was so good. Bobby Sharp proving why he is one of the best in Canada today. It's just Black Dragon showing why he's a true veteran of this business and why, and showing the prowess he had when he went to war with guys like Ultimo Dragon and other Japanese legends.
Yeah, folks, it was an absolutely great match, a very technical match, and I have to give a hand to the booker tonight for the fact that he actually put this match right off the bat. This crowd was hot. The building was hot.
Literally.
Literally, it was no fans. It was a sauna.
Yeah, but it was definitely worth a view.
Yes.
Now, the big announcement that came up at intermission, straight from RCW headquarters, was the announcement that August 13th, Summer Assault, not Somersault, at the Festival Hall Arena in Red Deer, WWE superstar Gangrel is going to be the special guest there, as well as being part of the matches. Tickets are only $20 and include a meet and greet for the front row. If you guys need tickets, please feel free to get a hold of us. We'll get a hold of him and we'll take care of it for you. What are your guys' thoughts about Gangrel coming out?
Excellent. I've seen him 3 or 4 times already for different promotions in the city. He's a great wrestler. It'll be great to see him one more time.
Gangrel, simply, he's one of the best WWE legends I've seen come through here in a long time. So I can't wait to see him come back. Super nice guy, and he treats the fans so well, and he can still go in the ring, which is the best part, unlike a lot of legends you see trying to work today.
Yeah, I can't wait to work with him and talk to him because I've never met him before. So he, from what you guys have said and what I've heard, he's an absolute treat to work with. And there is going to be an RCW tour that week, and details will be coming out soon. So, any other thoughts on the show here tonight, guys?
Just a great overall show. All we hope, and we hope MRB's eye does not dip much damage. Hope it's not damaged too bad.
Overall, great show. Great, actually, great wrestling weekend. And even next weekend, next Saturday is going to be way better, folks. So please come out next Saturday.
Well, I wouldn't say way better, but it's definitely going to be at a high level where you have two shows coming up on the same night. We're a little disappointed we can't clone ourselves, but folks, if you want to find out how you can see both shows, please stay tuned to the network because we have an announcement about one of the shows that you can check out up in the upcoming weeks here. But with that, I'm going to wrap this show up here because we're friggin' exhausted and the mosquitoes are trying to eat us alive here. So,
yes. Once
again, I want to thank Wrestling Clarity's Andre C.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. And please support indie wrestling wherever you are.
And the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
Thank you very much for having me again. Like Andre said, please continue to support the independent wrestling scene out here in Alberta. I mean, it's getting great to see all these new guys. The crowds are great. I mean, we keep getting the support. Pretty soon we're going to have some really good wrestling companies in action around here.
Yes, folks, and just remember, this upcoming Wednesday on Canada Day, we are going to have a special debuting episode of the Four Corner Conversation featuring the Wrestling Mind Brian Hamilton, Andre C. of Wrestling Clarity, Mr. MRB 1.5 Ryan Passmore, and our very special guest, Prairie Wrestling Alliance's own Frenetico, as we are going to be discussing the Night of Champions card, past and present. So, with that, just remember, folks, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Festival Hall in Red Deer with the RCW Weekend Tour on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.